Returning to a major developing story this afternoon, the United States will begin withdrawing troops from a safe zone in northern Syria after President Donald Trump gave the green light to Turkish plans to invade. The move effectively abandons the Kurds, whose support was crucial in driving Islamic State out of Syria and Iraq. Critics say it could destabilise the entire region. It's been reported the decision came after a phone call between the Turkish president Erdogan and President Trump. Dr. Bob Bauka is a former Australian ambassador to Syria and an adjunct professor at ANU Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies, and he joins us this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Patricia.
This move appears to have taken a lot of observers by surprise. What do you make of it?
Well, Trump's approach to the Middle East can either be bad or potentially catastrophic. And I frankly think this one is towards the catastrophic end of the spectrum. The chances of this developing into a situation which undoes a great deal of the work that has been done over the past 3 or 4 years to roll back Islamic State, both in Syria and in Iraq, are really quite high. And I can also see a risk that Australian lives will now be put at risk.
That's quite a big call. You think this is catastrophic and could put Australian lives at risk?
Potentially catastrophic. If the Turks succeed in launching an attack which requires the Kurdish forces to redeploy away from their current positions in Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor and controlling the IS remnants that are currently held in detention camps, then we could be looking at a very different situation in northeast Syria to the one we're currently facing.
Turkey has a large Kurdish population and it's long campaigned against greater autonomy for the Kurds. What is President Erdogan's goal here?
I think he's trying to ensure that there will be no contiguous Kurdish presence or even a statelet along Turkey's southern border that could provide strategic depth for Kurdish irredentism in Turkey. That's his bottom line.
And President Trump is pretty distracted right now. Is Turkey taking potential advantage of that?
I think it is certainly doing that. But it's also taking advantage of the fact that Trump has been extraordinarily indecisive in regard to his approach to dealing with the Kurdish-Turkish issue. And the Turks have been pushing for some time for what they call a peace zone, a zone free of Kurdish fighters in Syria. But this is the first real prospect of the Turks using military force to bring that about through the use of basically Arab militias in the pay of Turkey rather than using Turkish ground forces. They'll probably provide artillery and air support, but they won't put too many Turkish armed forces personnel at risk by taking this approach.
Kurdish fighters in Iraq and Syria have been key allies of the US and crucial in driving Islamic State out of Iraq and Syria. Where does this leave them? Have they been betrayed?
They've certainly been betrayed, but they will also find that they will have a very narrow window of opportunity to either fight or to flee. The forces they will fight if the invasion goes ahead will be mercenaries. They won't have the same level of commitment, and many of them won't have the same level of battle experience that the Kurds will be able to present. So a great deal will depend on the level of air support that the Turks are willing to provide for the campaign. And Trump could have easily pushed back against Erdogan by saying that we will provide air support to the Kurds, which they have done in the past in support of the Kurds' campaign against IS. So this is what is particularly galling, that a little bit of ticker on the part of Trump to face down Erdogan would probably have seen this approach by Turkey rethought and the Kurds remaining as the key element in pushing back against the Islamic State or preventing a resurgence of the Islamic State in northeast Syria. And as soon as the Kurds are displaced from the areas which are currently back and free of IS, you can guarantee that IS will be back. They will exploit every opportunity to fill that gap. The Iranians will do their best to take control of Deir ez-Zor. The Assad regime will try to get the oil fields back that are currently controlled by the Kurds and so on. We could see the unstitching of a great deal of what has been accomplished over the last couple of years. And for Iraq, this means the creation of strategic depth for Islamic State and the a considerably enhanced capacity of Islamic State to resume its activities in Iraq.
What's your view in terms of what Australia should do now?
My initial concern would be the safety of the Australians currently held in Al Hol camp, who were the subject of the Four Corners documentary recently. I think that if IS manages to achieve a breakout of from those camps and they are in a position to exert a vendetta against those Australians and others who have approached their government and the Australian media for assistance, then those Australians' lives will be at risk. In the longer term, I think we are looking at the potential to lose the investment we have made in support of Iraq in rolling back IS. We were not involved in doing that in Syria, but certainly we put a lot of Australian lives of our ADF in harm's way in order to bring about the situation that was eventually achieved in Iraq. We are likely to see those gains now being reversed as a result of Trump's lack of foresight, his lack of determination, and frankly, his lack of courage in this situation.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Patricia.
Dr. Bob Bowker is a former Australian ambassador to Syria and an adjunct professor at ANU's Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies. This is RN Drive, 0418 226 576 is our text line.